All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, AJ, for inviting me to speak. And what I'm going to talk about is work with automated thinners that have come into our area, and then some other things that are also coming in terms of high technology in lettuce production and cool season vegetables there. We did an evaluation on the automated thinners, and I did that work in collaboration with Elizabeth Mosqueda and Anil Shastra, and they're at Fresno State University there in California. So one of the questions that I think some people might have is, you know, why are you guys direct seeding lettuce? But, you know, I know in most other parts of the country and other parts of the world, lettuce is basically transplanted, so you don't need to thin it. But in the Salinas Valley, and there's a lot of different reasons, but the lettuce is basically all direct seeded there, planted about 4.5 to 7.5 centimeters apart. And then depending on the product being produced and the time of year, they'll thin it about 2 to 3 weeks after planting to about 20 to 30 centimeters apart. And the reasons for this persistence of direct seeding in the Salinas Valley is it is cheaper. We're not using hybrid seed at present. And transplanting basically costs about almost $500 per hectare more than direct seeding. There is some comments about getting better shelf life from direct seeded lettuce. And, of course, that's very important in our area because nearly all the lettuce is leaving the valley to distant markets, so shelf life is very important. And then there's been availability of labor over the years for these extra steps of thinning and so forth, but that seems to be changing. But the question is then, you know, if you have that kind of a system, why change? But starting in around 2012, we began experiencing a labor shortage in the valley. And you started seeing signs like this put up by the strawberry growers, but it also affected the vegetable growers. And then also in 2011, the first automated thinners became a reality. And here's a field day that we had. We invited Mark Siemens from the University of Arizona to demonstrate his prototype lettuce thinner. We'll talk about the thinning, but one of the things I just wanted to do is just talk about this whole precision agriculture is something that we've been working on in the valley. Myself and Steve Fenimore, who's our weed extension weed specialist, and just give you a quick overview of some of the things that we've evaluated that kind of led to this thinner. But we've looked at you know, years ago, brush hoe, the EcoDan guidance system, and then the Tillett and Higgs cultivator. And the brush hoe, just to give you a picture of it, this is something we actually bought one of these units about 20 years ago, and we're all excited to bring it to the valley and demonstrated it and did research and showed growers, and it was received with a big yawn. In general, people just didn't like how slow it would go. And by the way, this technology is out of Europe, and we're trying to bring this kind of thing to a bigger agricultural area, so people did not like that. The EcoDan guidance system for guiding cultivators, this is something about 10 years ago we started working on this, and this actually, this technology, again out of Denmark, was very well received, and basically it allows the growers to grow more rapidly and more accurately to cultivate. And some of the research that we did was looking at narrower uncultivated bands to try and take out more weeds. And so that's a good technology. That was something that actually is very commonly used now. And then it was about 2008 or 2009, Tillett and Haig, we got a hold of one of their machines. This is a machine that would cultivate the weeds in the seed line. And the way it works is it this notch in the blade, it puts the crop you want to keep into that notch, and then it spins around it, and that blade keeps going through the seed line. And so we worked on it as a weeding tool. We looked at it as potentially for thinning lettuce. And quite honestly, we did a lot of research, a lot of field days and so forth, and basically nobody in the Salinas Valley ever bought one of these machines. They have sold a couple of them in California for organic production. Larger organic farms have invested in these. But the Salinas growers took one look at it and said, too many moving parts, looks a little complicated to me, and nobody was interested in that. So then that kind of left us with nothing there for a couple of years. And this whole issue of thinning is something that really there's been interest in this for like literally the last 100 years. There's been programs at various universities and various companies. So the early development of these thinners were a blind thinner where they were not using any detection. They were just kind of a rote method of going down the field, and you can see these little clumps of sugar beets. And then, of course, John Deere and other companies in the 60s developed a thinner which did have, you know, depending on the company, they had a mechanism for detecting the plant, but they really didn't have, you know, data processing capabilities on these machines. But they did work, and people used them. But once we are now into this computer age, you know, the ability to process data and process images is just tremendous. So the computers can capture those images, process them, and then they can tell the machine to activate the kill mechanism, whatever that kill mechanism is, to remove unwanted plants. And so the speeds of the computers is, when we were first working with this, was an issue, but it's not an issue anymore whatsoever. And so here's just some examples of different kill mechanisms. Here's a spray where you can see these plants here have been sprayed, and then here's the keeper plant that remains. In the sprays that they use, they may use an herbicide. Carfentrazone is one that's registered on lettuce, and or they may use a fertilizer. There's also that rotating knife from the Tillett and Haig machine that I showed you. There's also the split knife, which closes when it's taking out weeds or unwanted plants, and then it opens to leave the keeper plant, so it's a split. And so in 2011, Mark Siemens, as I already mentioned, had his machine using a spray mechanism, was available for testing, and he brought it to Salinas, and we worked with it. And the reason that people liked this idea of the spray mechanism because it's simple, it's instantaneous almost in terms of opening and closing a valve. You know, you didn't have this clunky blades moving around, but in 2012 the first commercially available units were available, and we began doing research on them. And the way it works, as I already showed you, you know, you have an area that gets sprayed, you have the keeper plant and so forth, and then the tolerance between the keeper plant and a unwanted plant is about a centimeter or so. That's about as close as they dare get to those keeper plants, because otherwise you risk damaging the keeper plants. And here's a pattern from a 2 meter bed, 6 seed line lettuce, and you can see the keeper plants and then the sprayed. And so now, basically, as we stand, there are 5 companies producing thinners that are basically, there's 4 of them that are in use currently. The Blue River machine, the Vision Robotics. Blue River's out of the Silicon Valley, Mountain View. Vision Robotics out of San Diego, Agmectronics, that's out of New Mexico, and then Foothill Packing, they're out of the Salinas Valley. This is all U.S. developed technology. There is just 2 weeks ago, I ran into the engineer for Harvest Moon Automation, and he has now patent pending his thinner. It's actually a kind of mechanical device. It's got a blade that just spins as it goes through the field. So that's something that he feels that there's people out there that want a mechanical type of thinner. So I will just see if this thing will cooperate and show you this. So this is the Blue River machine, and it's doing 3 2-meter beds, each with 6 seed lines, so it's extending a total of 18 seed lines as it goes through the field. And it's going about 2.8 miles an hour. So in 2014, when we did our evaluation, the estimate that we had was that the thinning machine, you know, it was basically in one day, one person could do what, you know, a group of 20 thinners could do. This machine, this is the first year that they've had this machine available. It's going so much quicker, and it's doing 3 beds at a time instead of one. I don't know what the estimate is, but it's quite extraordinary the amount of work that machine does. So here's just some results from our 2014 work. And here we have just a histogram of different space, you know, the frequency of plants at different spacings. And here's the automated thinner, and then here's hand thinning. And what you can see is that the mean spacing was about the same. They're both very good at getting close to the desired spacing that the grower requested. But the difference really between the two is that in the automated thinner, about 71% of the plants were within a certain range. And when you look at this histogram here, you can see it's taller, it's not as wide, and whereas with hand thinning, about 57% of the plants were within this tolerance, this desired spacing that the grower requested. And so following thinning, there's another hand operation. There's an operation that takes place about 2 weeks after thinning, where they send a crew in to remove the doubles and to remove any weeds that were missed in the thinning operation. And this is an example of where these two lettuce plants are planted close together. They're too close together for the plant, for the machine to really handle taking one of them out. And they're within the tolerance, and so what happens is then the machine will tend to leave those doubles. And that's something that has to be dealt with then in the subsequent operation, is to remove those doubles. One of the things that's happened, though, because over the years, talking with lettuce growers, they go, oh, you know, we can't, there's only so much we can do with planting, you know, the stand and getting the proper spacing. And now that these machines are here, you can't imagine just how all of a sudden overnight how well these fields are getting planted. You know, they slowed down the seeding machines, and they have proper belts in there, and they're just taking a lot of attention to try and space these plants out, because if these plants are spaced out at the desired spacing, the machine can handle it, and you'd have almost none of this issue of dealing with doubles. But what we see here is hours per hectare, and the blue bars are the automated thinners. And so here's hours, you know, per hectare. And so you can see the automated thinner, of course, during the thinning operation is much quicker than a hand crew. However, when it comes to that subsequent operation, it actually takes more time, or it's basically statistically the same, as a hand crew, because they have more doubles out there, and that's what slows them down. But if you look at the total amount of time that they're investing in labor to, you know, to thin that stand and weed it and get it ready to go towards harvest, there is a reduction between automated in hand. So it does save labor. One other little issue I'll just point out, I don't want to make too big a deal out of it, but one thing we do notice, if you notice, this plant here is a little bit smaller than this plant. However, this plant was sprayed. Okay, you as a thinner, if you're going through that field, would you leave that smaller plant or leave the bigger plant? You would leave the bigger plant. That is what a hand thinner is going to do. The machine tends to leave smaller plants. Now, that's something they can adjust. They do have the capability of setting the lower threshold for pixels. It's, you know, calculates the size of these plants based on pixels. So that is something they can do. But in general, they're going for that precision. And so they will tend to leave smaller plants. And then what we measured was that smaller plants never catch up. They always stay small. A lettuce is growing so fast, and here's just measurements we did. Here's the diameters of the smaller plants versus the larger, and then at harvest, if you look at the weights of the plants, they were always different. And so what tended to happen is you'll see a higher yield oftentimes with the mechanical thinning, but that higher yield may be partially composed of 30-count boxes. You know, sometimes that's the difference. Not always, but that is an issue that it's there. It's not a, you know, it's not a deal breaker by any means. And then just in terms of the weeds, what we measured is that basically both of them are taking out about the same percent of the weeds in the seed line. And you can see these weeds are just way too close to that plant. The thinner is not going to take them out. And by the way, the machine does not know what of these is the keeper plant. All it sees is a blob of green at this point. That's where we're at with the technology. So it's not distinguishing, okay, that's a nettle, that's a lettuce. It can't do that at this point, although we're moving in that direction, and we may be moving in that direction actually pretty rapidly. So just to kind of summarize about the automated thinners, in general, I think they're clearly more precise. And they greatly facilitate the thinning operations, and they're being widely adopted by some growers. You know, they're not perfect. Wind and soil conditions affects their how well they work. Just in the few years that we've been working on this, these machines are just developing and improving very, very, very quickly. And the machines at present are primarily being used by larger sized operations. So, you know, kind of where do you go with this kind of technology? You know, it has tremendous potential. And one of the things that is being talked about is using these automated thinners for other purposes. Weed, just using them as a weed control piece of equipment. Or precision spraying. Now, here's a pattern. Here we have this. These are the sprayed out unwanted plants, and then you'll see that there's a pattern where the keeper plants were treated. And so this particular machine, this is the Foothill machine, they have a second manifold on the machine, so they'll be able to spray out the unwanted plants. Then they can spray the keeper plants with a fungicide or an insecticide or plant nutrients. And what's interesting about that is we had a field day and we had some regulators out there. The size, if you add up the size of that area that just got treated, it's about 3% of an acre. So you take your 1 quart per acre rate of whatever pesticide and you drop that down by 3%. That's how much you have to put out. So this has tremendous potential in terms of, you know, it's a very precise spot spraying that can help reduce pesticide rates. The other thing that could pull the rug out from underneath these thinners, because part of the reason that they gained on in interest was the scarcity of labor, but immigration reform could be, if that ever happens, hand crews could compete again. Perhaps the drought could change the way we produce lettuce, and so that might affect negatively these thinners. And then, what kind of new technologies are on the horizon? And so, I think I have 5 minutes or 5 minutes. I'll just talk very quickly about some other things that are coming in the area of transplanting, weeding, and harvest. And maybe some of you are already familiar with this. You can type into YouTube plant tape, and this machine comes up. This is a technology that was developed in Spain, and Tanimir and Antle in our area actually bought this technology, and they're bringing it. But transplanting, as I mentioned, it has not competed well with the commercial lettuce plantings. A typical transplant crew plants 10 acres a day with 15 people. It's about, you can do the math, 0.6 acres per person. This machine here, it plants 25 acres a day with 3 people. And so that, I think, this technology, when I first saw it, I was just kind of impressed because it looks like it could be a game changer. And so this is something that is just kind of getting started. They just bought the technology. They're working out their internal, experiments at the company. But they are going to sell it and sell the service. So that's interesting. Automated weeders. Again, this is the RoboVader from Denmark and the Stikati machine from the Netherlands. These are split knife weeding machines, and they're both now in the Salinas Valley. These companies are interested in now and finally in bringing this over to the U.S. I don't have a picture of a lettuce harvester, but now we have 2 lettuce harvesters in Salinas in the last couple of years. They only pick bulk lettuce that's headed for the salad plant. They do not pick fresh market. At this point, that is not a possibility. So, where are we headed? There just seems to be a great deal of interest in this tech, in applying high-tech concepts to agriculture. We're not too far from the Silicon Valley. There's a lot of communication back and forth. The Blue River machine, the fellow that developed that, he worked for Trimble, and he was very familiar with working with agriculture, and he brought that thinner technology to reality. Now, one of the things I kind of wonder sometimes is how long this interest will continue, because the agricultural culture is different than the Silicon Valley culture. We work a little different pace, but so far it seems to be working. And given the politics and social changes occurring between the U.S. and Mexico, the need for this kind of labor-saving devices is here now, and it very well could remain here. So that's it, AJ.